under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this ticked off Thursday, March 21st, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by Northern Michigan RV right over there in Gaylord. Tony says that they will meet or beat any show price flyer, anything that you have from any other competitor. They will meet it or beat it. They also are not charging any fake fees. There's no document prep fees, destination fees, no prep fees, no cleaning fees. That's all gone right now, happening for the spring sale over at Northern Michigan RV. Go to their website, northernmichiganrv.com. You can look at their inventory. They have the ability to buy your current RV, travel trailer, pop-up, whatever you have, fifth wheel. You're looking to downsize? Well, they want to look at your used unit, give you a fair price for that, and then get you into a brand-new unit. Financing is available. But again, meet or beat any show price. So if you have a flyer or something, you went and seen a trailer somewhere else at a show and you thought about it and you're like, man, I wish I would have bought that trailer. Take it to Northern Michigan RV. Again, not only will they match it, they possibly will beat it, and they will not charge you any of these stupid fees that these RV places are seeming to charge people. Documents, preparation fees, destination fees, prep fees, none of those at Northern Michigan RV. So before you buy anything, you want to go over there, check out their inventory, look and see what they have. Even tell them what you have sitting out in the driveway or in a storage barn facility somewhere, and they'll give you a fair price on that and allow you to change, upgrade, upsize, downsize, whatever you're looking to do. And if you want to simply give them a call, schedule an appointment, the number is 989-448-8700. Again, 989-448-8700. If you've got a used camper travel trailer, give them a call. Tell them what you have. They can look it up in the book based on condition. They'll give you a fair price, and then you can make your changes, make your decisions this year. Right off of I-75, mile marker 282 at M32 behind the Walgreens. Just go north of the Walgreens there at the light, Expressway Court, make a right, and you'll see them right up against the expressway. So greatly appreciate them as sponsors and you guys getting a great deal, getting ready for camping this summer. Got another little tiny short story to get in. Something that was kind of interesting about the people that were involved in the signature gathering that was going on during the governor's race. Well, there are people being considered to be charged on this signature fraud case. The case is in front of the judge right now. Macomb County judge heard arguments yesterday on whether to charge three people in the signature fraud case that kept eight candidates off of the 2022 ballot, to charge them and decide whether or not the case needs to go to trial. District Judge John Chumra said he needed time to consider whether there's enough evidence to send Sean Wilmoth, 36 years old at First Choice Consulting, along with his wife, and Willie Reed of Florida. We're going to get into that conversation. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Chuck and Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. Continuing on with this story, I thought it was shorter than it was. I only had the top portion of it open. Three people are being considered for charges to go to trial. Husband and wife, as well as Willie Reed of the Florida-based Mac Douglas LLC, a third-party political services provider, deciding whether or not they need to face trial on multiple charges, including conducting a criminal enterprise, false pretenses, and election law forgery. The judge, John Chimra, Macomb County, is expected to announce his decision at 3 p.m. on June 13th. The reason is he's allowing the attorneys to file briefs on how intent is attributed to each defendant. Because as he described it, it appears that these three people all had different roles in the plot. The defendants, or proposed defendants, Reed and Wilmus, declined for making a comment to this news story. The judge questioned whether the defendant's intent to commit fraud occurred at the signing of the contracts with their clients, who included five gubernatorial candidates, retired Detroit Police Chief James Craig, business executive Perry Johnson, Michigan State Police Captain Michael Brown, financial advisor Michael Markey, and Donna Brandenburg, and also two judicial candidates, all of whom were kept off of the 2022 primary election ballot due to a combined 68,000 fraudulent signatures. Evidently, these three people were paid money for those 68,000 signatures, which ended up proving to be fraudulent. The judge posed a hypothetical question to the prosecutor, making himself the person who promises to get signatures for the prosecutor to run for attorney general. I know 2 days before the signatures had to be submitted, we were not going to make it. But I don't want to tell you, but I'm saying I'm going to keep the money and submit them anyway. So the question the judge asked, what actual crime was committed? Assistant Attorney General Christopher Kiesel acknowledged intent is a tough thing to prove, but circumstantial evidence is enough to send the defendants to at least going to a circuit court for a trial. As for an example, he argued, Brandenburg signed her contract in January of 2022. But the work, when things actually got crazy, began to ramp up in March when validators expressed concern about the fraud the defendants were actually carrying out. At that time, Kessel, the Wilmus, and Reed had signed contracts from Brandenburg and Brown, and they even took on new clients as late as April after learning there was problems with the signatures. Now, see, here's the problem, folks, and we're fast approaching this deadline right now. The biggest race, of course, is the U.S. Senate race. Some of the candidates, Nikki Snyder, for example, has dropped out because she wasn't getting the signatures to support her nomination. You have to have 15,000 valid signatures. Well, didn't look like she was going to get it, didn't have the money to pay for any to be collected on her behalf, so she dropped out of the race. The problem is the deadline is fast approaching here in April. I believe it's either April 29th or 23rd. Because these people took on new clients as late as April of 2022, that's just a couple of weeks before the deadline. The evidence began showing up as early as March that obvious fraud was going on. Intent can be determined by not speaking when you're supposed to. According to the one attorney who represents Wilmuth, countered that the signature validators hired by the defendants were not experts in handwriting or fraud and could have been even friends of the defendants. To infer criminal intent is not a legitimate way to prosecute a case, according to the attorney. Well, Kessel told the defendants received more than $700,000 from Craig, Johnson, Brown, Markey, and Brandenburg's campaigns. The number of fraudulent signatures ranged from 30% for Johnson all the way up to 80% for Markey. Yeah, 8 out of 10 were fake. In January, two women hired to validate the petition signatures testified that Wilmes and Reed repeatedly ignored their concerns about forged signatures. And even Sean Wilmes became quite frustrated because they were asking him questions, and he said, quote, "I have other things to do." It was very clear the defendants did not care if the signatures were valid or even done by legitimate registered voters. The defendants were motivated by the fact that every invalid signature was something that they weren't getting paid for. If they're not going to get paid because they're invalid, then why would they continue to be motivated to do it? The attorney asked the judge. Even the Board of Canvassers identified 36 people who collected fraudulent signatures. Yet not a single one of those people had been interviewed before the charges were filed. No evidence whatsoever, the attorney repeated, noting his clients didn't have qualified voter files to compare the signatures to. You see, that's one part of the problem. The qualified voter files. We've talked about this many, many, many times. How do you know even if the signatures that are in the qualified voter files, whether or not they're legitimate or not? How do you know that those are actually the people who actually are registering to vote? This is a huge, huge problem. And frankly, I feel the major reason why qualified voter files need to be deleted, thrown away, and start over the entire process. Some of these go back 30 to 40 years. Qualified voter files having data on people going back 3-4 decades. Some are not even alive anymore. Some don't even live in the state, but yet they're still on the qualified voter files. Well, the judge appeared to be skeptical and said that the job of the attorneys is to prove the client's innocence. The prosecution's job is to show the guilt. We're not going to look at these things separately. We are going to look at them as a whole. Another attorney, Wright Blake, who represents Willie Reed, said most witnesses testified, said that they didn't even know Reed and that they hadn't paid him any money. If the Republican gubernatorial candidates were disqualified, saying that the Republicans were in such a drastic hurry, that's why they were willing to overlook the fraud just to get the signatures turned in to make it on the ballot. That's not my client's responsibility. That falls on them, the candidate. Some of the campaigns argued the only reason that they were affected was because this was a governor's race. Some of them are actually asking for the judge to look at the possibility, was this a plot set up by the incumbent Democratic governor, Gretchen Whitmer? Did these people actually approach these campaigns? Is a question that needs to be answered. Well, going back to January earlier this year, longtime Republican consultant John Yab, whose strategic national firm assisted Perry Johnson's campaign, testified that Reid initially reassured him that the signatures were legitimate. But Reid stopped taking calls after continued media reports showed that that was not true. Finally, former Republican gubernatorial candidate Ryan Kelly testified that he actually paid $15,000 to Reid's company to gather signatures, but he didn't receive anything from him at all. Now, that right there is false pretenses. Taking money. And my question to Ryan Kelly, why would you pay in advance? They present the signatures as being valid, legitimate, then you pay them. You don't pay in advance. You pay when the signatures are presented, when they turn them into your campaign. So I don't even understand that situation. But it's in the story, and we'll wait and see what happens on June the 13th when the judge makes his final decision. Pretty interesting how they may be facing criminal charges and spending a long time in prison. One other side note on this. Signatures being gathered right now. I want to make sure everybody's aware of this. It's late in the game. A lot of these campaigns are going to be scrambling, asking you to sign petitions. If you have already signed a nominating petition for a certain candidate, you cannot sign another one. I know Michael Hoover, he came up north quite a bit earlier in the campaign season. He came to our Fun Shoot Pig Roast August of last year. It's only one problem. Those signatures are only valid for 180 days. Anything gathered before October 2nd, they're no longer good. Because the signatures are no longer valid, you could then go ahead and sign another petition now. But we signed those back in August of last year. They basically expired the end of February. This is March the 21st. Those signatures are no longer valid. So just be aware of that situation. Make sure you think about the timeline. Did you sign them before October 2nd? Because the month of October, November, December, January, February, and March, when they're going to be actually turned in April. I guess you could even possibly, it'd be getting close to the deadline, but I could even say maybe November 2nd as opposed to October. But just keep that in the back of your mind. Question yourself when you are approached, because there will be a lot of people out there scrambling to get last-minute signatures to make it onto the ballot. Got another story, very interesting. Government in Lansing taking on Michigan Right to Life. We'll get into that discussion. Bottom of the hour, newsbreak of hour number two. We'll be right back.